South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we've got our UHealth doctor segment. Ask, do we have our doctor with us?
Hey, Jim, how are you? Thank you for having me. Juan Viles Gonzalez, one of the cardiologists at University of Miami Hospital. How are you?
I am great, and doctor, you are already the perfect guest. You outed me that I misplaced my information, so thank you for helping me out. High five to you, but I'm not going to let myself off the hook. Now, tell me, you know, there's all these new breakthroughs in cardiology. I was exposed to one the other day. I had to get a electrocardiogram, and instead of inserting these little pins into these stickers that hurt, they attached little plastic things to little rubber somethings on my – it was totally different. So it's obvious that there's all these new improvements in cardiology. What are some of the things that we have that we can look forward to?
Absolutely. You're right on. Particularly in the area of detection of cardiovascular disease, over the last years, we made a lot of progress at preventing high blood pressure, high sugar, also called diabetes, and also the prevention of heart attacks, myocardial infarction. But more recently, there has been a new epidemic of something called atrial fibrillation. And that's just an irregular heartbeat that is not deadly by itself, but over the years we learned that it's associated with strokes, increased rates of dementia, heart failure symptoms, and patients are just experiencing a decrease in their quality of life. So as the technology gets better, our ability to detect this up-and-coming disease has increased dramatically. And we estimate that by 2020, we're going to have 60 million Americans with atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat. And the good news is that we have a good number of medications that we can use to treat the symptoms of this disease and prevent also the complications related to it. And more recently, at the University Hospital, we are performing some new procedures called catheter ablation. These are minimally invasive procedures, and they are curative in 75% to 80% of the patients. So although we have a new epidemic called atrial fibrillation, we have, you know, an increasing number of tools to fight against it. And we are very proud of our Center of Excellence at the University of Miami.
Now, let me ask you a question. I am 50. I had a couple of years ago the nuclear stress test. I was told my heart was fine. And when I actually came into the cardiologist, he said, "Oh, my God, thank you so much for coming in. Nobody ever does this, and everybody needs to." Is this something that might help people prevent the presentation of this kind of otherwise unnoticed problem with their cardiac situation?
Absolutely. The key of this is prevention. Once you have the problem, we are already losing money, and we already lost a lot of time. So the key here is prevention. And sure, the tests, like a stress test, can help a lot to determine what's your risk of developing heart disease. But it has to be done in the right setting. Not every patient qualifies for a stress test. You have to have certain profile. You have to have certain age. You need to have symptoms. You need to have risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So the key, and this is a changing paradigm over the last 10 or 15 years, is prevention. Prevention of high blood pressure, prevention of obesity and overweight, prevention of high sugar or diabetes, prevention of high cholesterol. All these elements, if are out of control, eventually will result in severe heart disease. And typically, it can present in the form of a heart attack, or some patients have a milder form of a heart attack, and they just present with some chest pain.
Let's talk about that for a second, Doc, because I have a friend that he was right up there. My friend recently went for a workup on some very complicated surgery, and when they were doing it, they realized that he had had a heart attack. They go, hey, have you ever had any symptoms? He goes, no, my arm never hurt. They go, well, how about a toothache? The guy goes, yeah, I had a toothache about a year ago. I took some aspirin, went to sleep. It was fine. They said, you're lucky you woke up. So,
exactly.
So you know, I was having a little pain the other day. I had shortness of breath. I had a pounding in my chest. I freaked out. I went right in. It's better to be safe than sorry, no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you have any doubt, just call the doctor and try to be seen in the office. And if the pain is not subsiding after a few minutes, it's better to go to the emergency room.
So, you know, we talked about a little bit of the one of the misnomers, the guy's left arm hurting. What are some of the signs that a man, and I guess a woman has different signs, so man and woman, we've only got like really literally 120 seconds left. So please, a man and a woman, what are their signs? It's cardiac month. Let's give it to them.
Just pay attention to any discomfort on the chest. Sometimes it comes in the form of true pain, but it can be a sensation of tightness. This tightness can be also felt on the neck, and it can move towards your left arm. This is classic pain. In women, these symptoms tend to be a little bit more subtle, and it can be in the form of just sort of like an indigestion or chest tightness. So the key is to pay attention to these symptoms and do not minimize it, and seek medical attention. And if the pain or the symptoms don't go away, just go to an emergency room and get yourself checked.
Yeah, and here's the key is don't drive yourself to the emergency room. Call a cab or a friend or your significant other, but don't drive yourself to the emergency room. What an oxymoron that is. Doc, if they want some U-Health advice or to see a U-Health physician about their cardiac issues, how do they find one?
305-243-4000. That's the hotline. We have people 24/7 providing service, and you could get a referral on the spot.
Okay.
The other option is on the website at the uhealth.med.miami.edu.
Okay, we've got a bunch of New York Jets fans that listen to the show, and they can't write that fast, and usually they got to use crayons. So I'm going to ask you again a couple times, because I don't think there's been a more important bit of information given out. I got enough time for you to give out the number. Hopefully everybody got a pencil or a pen. The number, Doc.
305-243-4000.
Okay, and for our Jets fans, that number was 305-243-4000. And, Doc, I want to thank you so much for bringing the new Cutting Edge Technologies here to Miami and South Florida, and working with Dr. Goldschmidt and all of the other cardiologists at UHealth to make UHealth one of the preeminent cardiology centers in the world.
Thank you for your support, and thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Oscar will be right back after this short break. Bring us back as soon as you can. We've got some good stuff on the other side of the break. Back after this. Tomorrow.